Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Frequency number is 102.7. Okay, this is your frequency number, 102.7. That's 5, but it's usually you're getting the frequency on 7. Okay, 102.7, you're getting it? Yeah? Yes. So this evening, it's a pleasure to have Brother Vinod Bhai with us. He's been in knowledge since 49 years and the only Kumar in the foreign country who met Brahma Baba and living in USA before. And he passed his engineering in 1967 from Indian School of Mining, Dhanbad. And also served as highway engineer for more than 20 years in US. Visited several countries for godly service, UK, Dubai, Singapore, Japan. So he has visited many countries, etc. And also he is responsible for starting the center in Sacramento, California. You heard, no? In the morning, Shilu Ben said that he was an instrument to start the center in Sacramento. So, and has helped several centers in USA, New York, New Jersey, Washington DC, Maryland, LA, Los Angeles, Seal Beach and San Francisco. And presently he is the manager in the GHRC, Global Hospital Trauma Center. You know Trauma Center down? Okay, I have to be slow. Slow translator, so slow English. Huh? Okay. So presently, he is the manager in Global Hospital. You know Trauma Center in Shantivan? Similar like Global Hospital you have here. So we have Trauma Center in Talaiti, Shantivan. Have you seen Trauma Center? Okay. So anyway, presently, you know he is the manager in the Global Hospital Trauma Center, Talaiti for 3 years plus. He is an American citizen, but now Baba has kept him here in Madhuban since 3 years. Okay? Ye naya translator hai aaj. So it's going to be slow. So let's give him a big hand. Welcome. Yeah. So he had the fortune to be with Sakar Baba. And you will hear his experiences with Sakar Baba, sweet memories in his heart. He is going to share with all of you. Yes? Are you happy? Yeah. Show with your face. I want to see smiling faces. Good. Thank you. So now I request Vinod Bhai to share his experience, sweet memories with sweet Baba.
Om Shanti. As sisters explained about me, that I am the only bachelor Kumar in whole world outside India who has met Baba outside India. I am the only one who has met Baba. That time this hall was not built, only history hall and Baba's hut was there. Baba's hut and history hall, this hall was not there. I belong to Jain family. Jains are like, Jains, very strict, non-violent. They don't even kill ant or mosquito. They are very strict. So I belong to that community. Because of that, my personality was very non-violent and very religious. So there was a rule in our house that unless I go to the temple, I will not be allowed to take breakfast. because of the family tradition, that was the tradition or the law in our family. So I was doing that every day, going to the temple, and after that I was doing all other things, breakfast and going to the school. In the meantime, I was selected in engineering college. And in engineering college, there was no Jain temple. Then I was very much disturbed and unhappy that there is no temple, how I can take breakfast now. So it was a very difficult time for me in 1964. So I was not taking breakfast, I was not taking lunch, sometimes I was taking something. But I was very disturbed and unhappy that I am not going to the temple. So in that period, I had a disinterest from the world. Very much disinterest. I said, okay, this is my rules are not being followed by me. So I was very disturbed and I started searching God. In 1963, I started searching God. So one of the sadhu, saint, told me that if you climb one very sacred mountain, it is in Bihar state, three times, then I will find God. I said, this is very good. So, I climbed that mountain four times instead of three. I climbed four times. I said, if one time it is not working, at least three times will be very successful. After I came back from that mountain is climbing like 60 degree angle, about 12 midnight to 9, 10 a.m. About 10 hours you are climbing on the mountain. 10 hours. And then after doing some rituals at the mountain, you come back at about 5 or 6 afternoon. It's about total pilgrimage is about 18 hours. Then again I started climbing. After coming 6 o'clock, 12 midnight, again started climbing like that. Four times I climbed. And then immediately after that, I was introduced to Brahma Kumaris. And one of my friend who was with me in engineering college, he told me that the God has come, and by this physical yoga you can get health for only one birth, but Raja Yoga you can get health, wealth, happiness for 21 birth. I thought it makes a lot of sense. In Jain religion also, whatever you do in this birth, you get benefit in next and next birth. Okay, so now on 9th of March 1964, that next day when center was open, I was invited into this center in Dhanbad. The long story short, there was a center in Dhanbad, and what happened when I put my right foot into the door, entry door, my third eye was open. You know that like a entry door in the house, when I put my right foot and I saw the light. So I immediately decided if there is a truth in the world, this is here, not in Jain religion. And then I decided I will not ask any question with the sister, and whatever she will say I will follow 100%. Immediately the realization of my previous life came alive, and then I believed this is the truth. And slowly, slowly, my stress, my pain in the soul, and disturbance which I had or stress which I have, everything slowly, slowly went away. And I become very dedicated student of Brahma Kumaris. Then I wrote a letter to Baba, that Baba, the answers of the letters are with me. I have that letters from Baba. I wrote to Baba, Baba, you are saying that the destruction is coming very soon, and then I don't have to study 4 years of engineering college. I don't want to do that. Because if destruction is coming or golden age is coming so soon, why should I waste my 4 years of engineering? I don't want to do engineering. Then Baba wrote me a letter which is here. Baba said, child, okay. These are just two letters. So Baba used to write in red, right to left. I will show you. And then Ishudadi used to write.
You can see all these red. Oh, Ishudadi has written
Hindi.
Hindi.
This is Sindhi, actually Sindhi and Hindi. So God has touched these letters. Actually, He has written these letters.
So you hear
the experience also. Then Baba said, one important thing is when you write to Baba, Baba will not keep letters more than 24 hours. He will reply all the letters the day it comes. He was very, very, very accurate. So immediately in few days Baba's letter came that, child, you complete 4 years of engineering and then Baba will decide what you have to do. But you have to be very tactful with your family also. Don't leave your family right away. You have to be very tactful or methodical. Then I completed 4 years of engineering. I wrote back to Baba. Baba, I completed 4 years of engineering. I don't want to do any Lockheed job. Then Baba wrote back again, child, you have to do 2 years of post-graduation, master's, 2 years. Then I completed 2 years of post-graduation. Then wrote it back to Baba. Baba, I don't want to do any job. I want to do your service because time is very short. When Baba said, I am giving you blessing, ki wherever you are already surrender. Because surrender is through your mind, not through your body. So I am giving you direction. You use your body from my direction for Baba's service. So from that day I am considered as surrender brother, although I was working in India as assistant director for 6 years, and in America I was working as a highway engineer. In America they call it highway or freeway engineer. Freeway, they call it freeway because it is a free, there is no red light there in America. So I was highway engineer, freeway engineer, bridge engineer, transportation engineer, safety engineer in America for more than 20 years. Now, then in beginning in 1964, Baba used to say, whatever you have done wrong in this life, any sin you have done in this life, from 5 years to whatever age you have now. I was 21 that time. So 5 years to 21, if you tell me, I will forgive you 50%, half. Half of the sins I will forgive you, and half you have to finish from your meditation. So I was very excited. I bought one big book, blank, and fill it up from 5 years to 21 years, whatever sin I have done. So almost whole book was filled up. I said, this is the only chance my sins will be absolved by God. Are you understanding? Then I traveled 2 days from Dhanbad to here, Madhuban. 2 days. And in Baba's hut, I had an appointment with Baba, and I requested Baba, ki please give me appointment. Okay. All right, welcome. Let me rewind it a little bit. All right. Baba used to say in 1964 that whatever sin I have done or anybody has done from 5 years, because before 5 years you don't remember. 5 years to, I was 21 that time. 5 years to 21, whatever sin I have done, I should write it down and give it to Baba. So Baba will forgive 50%, means half. So I took that big notebook, white blank notebook, and fill it up completely, whatever sin I have done. And came traveling 2 days from Dhanbad to Madhuban. And I requested Baba, please give me appointment. I want to tell my sin so that you can forget and forgive 50%. Half, just half gone forever. Then Baba gave me appointment in Baba's hut. So I was sitting outside and Baba was sitting inside, and Baba slowly said, come in and Baba will talk to you. Then Baba was there. I said, Baba, this is my sin. Whole book I gave it to Baba. This is, I have done sin, and please forgive me 50%, half of it. You told me in the Murli, to please forgive me 50%. Then Baba said, very lovingly Baba said, Baba will not read all the sin. You have to tell from your own mouth. Then what happened? I took the book and reading page by page, and then Baba's right hand was like this. Baba's right hand, and I was sitting just in front of Baba, and I saw Baba's right hand like this. And then after finishing that book, I remembered some more instances. I said, this is the only time I can be forgiven 50%. So I remembered some more sins, and then I told everything which I could remember. And after that, I felt so light that my sins had been absolved. This is practical and right here in Baba's hut. And after that instance, Baba became very close to me, and I become very close to Baba. And when I was sharing my sins to Baba, I saw that there was a big mirror in front of me. And in mirror, if there is a mirror in front of you, you cannot hide your spot. It is right there. So I saw ki Baba knows everything, whatever I have done, and he just wanted me to tell from my own mouth. I felt it immediately, ki he knows everything what I have done, and just he wanted me to tell from my own mouth. And then Baba gave me lovingly drishti and came very close to me, and just amazing experience I had, that I have been forgiven 50% and rest of it was very easy to absorb by meditation, because the bigger part was done. Now, then there are several instances which I will share. When I came in knowledge, and I don't know, you know Mohan Singhal, he is the founder for science and engineering unit of wing. So me and Mohan Singhal was studying in the first year in the same college, engineering college. And we decided we should cook our food ourselves, because time is very short and we should follow all the Baba's maryada, Baba's rules, Shrimad. Then one time, it was Thursday, and we both cook halwa for the bhog, Thursday bhog. We cook in the our hostel. We took separate one room for cooking, and one room I was living, one room Mohan Bhai was living, but one room was just cooking. So very lovingly, by remembrance, we cooked halwa and went to the center. Center was little far. So by the time we reach in the center, it was 7:30. And sister was waiting, and she tried to go in subtle region, and Baba was not pulling her. And she, half an hour she was waiting ki Baba should pull, because whenever you sit, Baba pulls immediately most of the time in a minute or 2 minutes. And then when we brought bhog, and it was told to another sister that we brought bhog, and the bhog was kept in the plate, then immediately Baba called her, immediately. Then she said, Baba, I was trying to come to you for half an hour and you were not pulling me. Baba said, how can I pull you? Because these two brothers were bringing bhog for me, and without that, how can I accept bhog without their halwa, and they brought with so much love, so how can I accept it? So how much love God has for me, that I have seen practically. Next, there was another instance. There was one sister, she used to come into the center, and her father engaged her for marriage. And then our sister in charge said, sister who was in the center, she said her father invited everybody to come for the marriage ceremony. And then sister said, I cannot go to the marriage ceremony according to Shrimad, but these two brothers can go. Me and Mohan can go to the marriage ceremony. Then she went to Baba in Bhog, in trance, then Baba said, they will not go. They will not go. When there is a maryada in the yajna, that in the marriage we cannot eat, we cannot go, so they cannot go. So what I am saying, Baba was taking care of us so much from the beginning. Another instance. We were cooking our food at hostel where we were student, and one time what happened, we cooked our food and then we decided about 12 o'clock noon time, there was a lunch time, and we come and have lunch in our kitchen. But one day it happened, you know, engineering college students are very naughty, very naughty. So they opened the kitchen door, and whatever we cook, they eat it, everything, and then empty utensils, they left it there, the cooked, ate it, everything, and left it, dirty utensils. Then things were not going very good. Then we wrote it down to Baba, ki Baba, we are following all the Shrimat, following your directions, cooking food, and still the students are not helping us, they are giving trouble. Then immediately after receiving our letter, Baba said, from now onwards, you will eat in the center. Baba was so nice to us. Then rest of the 3 years plus, me and Mohan ate in the center, pure food. So from the beginning, my childhood, I never tasted any bad food in whole of my life. No bad food, onion, garlic, fish or anything. Because of Jain. Jains don't eat anyway. And on top of Jain, then I came in Brahma Kumaris. So their rules are also very strict. And Jain's rules are strict, but in different way it is strict. Little different. Then there are several instances. Baba said, I am not antaryami. Antaryami is a Hindi word. Antaryami means who knows what is going on inside your brain. Sometimes Baba said, I know what you are thinking, and sometimes Baba say, I don't know. But the fact is, Baba knows what is in your mind. This is the fact. I will tell you how. In 1968, little few months before, Baba became avyakt. There were three souls in whole Madhuban, three only, who came from outside. Rest were Madhuban Vasi, only me, and there were two more brothers, only three. Then, the last day when we used to leave Madhuban, Baba used to meet us. Then, this Baba's room, that one, half of the Baba room was Baba's bedroom and Baba's meeting room and Baba's sitting room, and half backside of the room was Baba's dining room. Baba used to eat there. So the front half, Baba said, wait, all three should wait. And then the Lachu Dadi was Baba's caretaker. And Lachu Dadi, Baba told, these two brothers who came from Jammu, please call them first and me second. Only three, And all three were standing outside. The two were called before, and I was called later. Then when these two went inside, then there are several thoughts came in my mind. I said, I am so close to Baba, and Baba did not call me first. Whatever you say, so many thoughts came. And after they came out, Baba called me. Then Baba immediately, I went to Baba, Baba immediately said, I know what you are thinking. You are thinking why you have not been called first, and they were called first. The two were called first. I said, yes Baba, I was thinking exactly same thing. Baba said, there is a reason for it. The reason is, I have to give you lap. In other words, I have to sit in Baba's lap, and they were not allowed to sit on Baba's lap. If they were called later on, after my meeting with Baba, they would see ki I am sitting in Baba's lap and they are not allowed to sit on Baba's lap, so they will feel bad. So that is why after they left, then Baba said, okay, you can sit on the Baba's lap. So I sat on Baba's lap and I was just flying, no physical heaviness, only just avyakt or angelic experience I had. One time, Baba used to have several cows, you know, cow who gives milk, several cows, and that was behind that aeroplane, behind it. And Baba asks to bring several tons, not ton, maybe few tons of barn. Barn, the cow eats barn, you know. The grains, the plant of the grains. Then right there in the courtyard, Baba was standing right on the corner of the history hall. Baba was standing, and we were bringing from outside that barn on our basket. And Baba was standing right there, and when we were passing, and Baba was giving drishti to us. I was very young, in early 20s. It was so nice that Baba was giving drishti, and we were going and coming, and Baba drishti every time. Then after that finished, then I said, Baba, I was feeling rash here, because the dust went inside. But he is the surgeon also. He gave me jaggery, good, you know, jaggery, molasses. And immediately the dust went inside, and I was fresh. So he is a surgeon. I used to have several hobbies in my childhood, like coins collection, stamps collection, autograph collection, and several other hobbies I used to have. So one hobby I had, to take signature autograph of very big VIP. So I small book, colored book. So I have taken several autograph. So that book, I brought it here in Madhuban. I said, this is the good time, I should take autograph of Baba. Highest, you know. Then I said, Baba, I want your autograph in that small autograph book. Baba said, give it to Ishudadi. Ishudadi was Baba's assistant, who will take care of Baba's letters, Baba's account, and sometimes Baba's appointment, and everything was through Ishudadi and Lachu Dadi. So Baba said, give it to Ishudadi, and she will contact me. So I gave it to Ishudadi, that Baba, I want Baba's signature, autograph. Then next day I went to Ishudadi. I said, did Baba sign it? Then she said, Baba is not ordinary VIP. He is chariot of God. He will not sign, not give autograph. Then after that day, I left all the hobbies. I just gave it up, all these hobbies, whatever I had. I said, what is the use of it? When I don't get signature of Baba, what is the use of everything? Then I left everything. All hobbies were gone away. Lucky hobby. One time I came to Madhuban, and I was in the courtyard, and Baba was standing near the history hall. And I said very politely to Baba, Baba, I want photo with you. Then Baba said, Baba will not give you photo. I was little disappointed, but immediately Baba said, call Chandrahas. Chandrahas Dada was the person who used to take all the photographs. Call Chandrahas and he will take the photo. And then I was standing next to Baba on the back side of the Baba. Photo is here. Everybody will get one photo, copy of that. Then Baba was there, I was there, and my teacher was there, and one brother from Thailand was there, and Mohan Bhai was there, and Baba gave photo. I was so happy that I had a photo with Baba, and still I had it. And I have several letters Baba used to write me. And the beauty about letter is, with respect, Baba used to write letters, very much respect. Nure Ratan. Nure Ratan means you are jewels of my eyes. Vinod Kumar, Priti, Yad Pyar, take love and remembrances from me. And these letters are here, there. And in the last, Baba used to say, if any service for me, please let me know. He is the world authority, and he used to say, any service for me, like he is a servant, used to write that way, still that letter is there. Ki, any service for me, let me know what I can do to help you. So he was the greatest of great. One time happened, I was leaving Madhuban that day. Then Baba said, Baba will have a breakfast with me. To Baba's room, back side of the room, there was, oil drum, big one, 55 gallon drum, that was kept, and little stone slabs were there, and bed sheet was there, and that was Baba's dining table. World authority, and that was Baba's dining table and bench. I don't even remember there were chairs that time. One bench I was sitting, one bench Baba was sitting, and Baba, chapati used to be like this, you know. Our chapati that big, Baba used to eat one chapati only like this, one or sometimes two. So Baba fed me from his own mouth, his own hand in my mouth, the breakfast. Honey, sweet honey, and the butter and small chapati. So I'm so lucky I had eaten from Baba's hand, God's hand. And one time there was a Thursday. There was a, in the morning, there was a Brahma Bhojan, Brahma Bhog, and then 12 o'clock, noontime, there was a Brahma Bhojan that day, same day. So after Bhog, Baba used to say, actually just not on the Bhog day, every day Baba used to give toli after the class. And then Baba used to say, who has not done anger for 1 month, stand up. And that person will distribute the toli. Like that, Baba used to give chance to different souls, different day, so that everybody who is good can get chance to distribute toli. But whenever you meet Baba, always get something, either gift or toli. Baba will never allow you to leave after meeting without something, or just drishti. Baba's drishti was so powerful. Baba never give drishti 1 minute to one person. It was so powerful. If Baba give drishti 1 minute, you cannot be on this seat, you will just fly. So Baba give drishti like slowly, 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 slowly. Not direct drishti, Baba never give direct power. We cannot handle it, Baba's power, that time. I was very young. Maybe that time Badi Didi or Dadi could handle it. Baba, direct power, direct drishti, not possible to handle it. You will just fly away. Then, one Thursday, Baba was sitting in the history hall and everybody in the oval shape was sitting and we had a Brahma Bhojan. And one of the brother from Thailand, he came and he was starting to take photo of Brahma Baba. Not everybody's photo, but Brahma Baba's photo. So Baba's beauty was that, that Baba will not allow importance of himself, he will give importance to the children. That was beauty of Baba. So Baba said, first take photo of the children, then no need to take my photo. Because that time, I am talking 67, 68 or 66, that time camera was a big, big thing. Only box camera was there. This fancy camera, digital camera, were not there. Only box, one small box, a small lens, and you take photo with that. So that time, big thing, and that also black and white. So Baba always give chance to children. And Wednesday, on the top of history hall, we used to climb on the roof every Wednesday, and there was a picnic with Baba. Wednesday is a picnic, and Thursday is bhog. Then one time, I was taking leave from Baba to go to Dhanbad, where I was studying engineering and post-graduation. Then taxi came, it was near the door where Baba's office. And then Baba took his handkerchief and waved. And then taxi started. What happened? A strange thing happened. Then taxi went down the hill and stopped. Few miles, taxi stopped. And driver came out and he said, the back wheel, there are four wheels in the car, right? The back wheel came out from the car and it wedged in the axle and car stopped. The driver said, "This is the first time in the history that you were saved. If the wheels came out, the car would go 1,000 feet down in the hill, because that time there was a parapet, walls were not that strong. That was not footing base, on, it was just standing on the road, and if the car is hit, the car will go down." So this is Baba, when Baba waved the handkerchief, Baba said, not said, but it is in my mind, "Keep, I will save you. Even there will be accident, but I will save you." So that way Baba saved my life. He saved several other times, but this is the one instance Baba saved my life. Otherwise, even the bones will not be available if you go down 1,000 feet or 2,000 feet. So that the way he saved me. Now, I come back a little more. So I stop here because... 5 minutes? All right. I was assistant director in India. And Baba's blessings was that wherever I will live, Baba will take service through this body. So wherever I used to go for inspection of the mines, I used to cook my food myself, because that's the law of Baba. So when I used to cook food, then mine owners, where I used to inspect, they used to say, "Ki, have lunch or dinner or breakfast with us." I said, "I will not take breakfast with you or lunch or dinner, but one thing you can help, give some rooms or the area or the dharamshala or the guest house where we can do exhibition and give message to everybody." So that way, in Rajasthan, there were several places, centers were open during that time, 1976. Because Baba's blessings, Baba said, "You are already surrendered. Wherever you will go, Baba will take service through you." So, like that, several centers in Rajasthan, Nagaur, Pali, Sojat, Jaisalmer, Barmer, and Merta, like that, several centers were open because of Baba's blessings. So, whatever Baba used to say, I used to follow everything, because I already, or Baba already absolved my sins, then I did not do more sins intentionally. Unconsciously I cannot remember, but intentionally I used to follow Baba fully. Then after Baba left, I was very close to administrative head. We call it Badi Didi, Manmohini Didi. And I was more close to Badi Didi. So after Baba, I used to take advice from Badi Didi. And there was another story. I do not want to take more time of you. If you have any question about me and Baba, you are most welcome. But I will give everybody one photo with me and Baba. Everybody will get one photo. You can ask me any question after the class. This is my photo with Baba, and there is a history hall. This is history hall, the windows of the history hall, and this is Baba and this is me.
This Thailand brother is there?
Thailand.
So, from Thailand?
You want to come?
From Jain family, yes? From Jain.
Jain family.
But when you shifted to Brahma Kumaris,
yes.
Were there any opposition or any difficulties?
This, that was.
How did you manage this like shift from?
All right. Very, very, very good question. Very good question. Really? I like the question. Question is, I belong to Jain community, and Jains are very, very strict. Jains don't believe in Shiva, or Krishna, or Radhe, or Lakshmi, or Narayan. So they are different than Hindu or Sanatan. So her question was, I belong to Jain community, and was there any opposition from my family when I moved to Brahma Kumaris? There was some opposition about the marriage, because I have 7 brothers and 1 sister. Then the elder brother got married, and it was my turn to get married. Then I was avoiding, and finally one day I told my mother, get the marriage of younger to me so that I can be excused. Then mother said, whatever you feel good in you, do it that. I will not press you for the marriage. So it was little opposition in the beginning, but when they saw my life had changed completely, then there was no opposition. Sometimes my mother used to say, even Jain saints have some kind of greed for eating. I need this thing today to eat, but I don't have any greed or taste to eat. So she used to respect very much, my mother. And I was very close to my mother also. So in 20th of February 1985, I came from America to here and went to my mother near Delhi, brought her here, and about 7:30 in the evening, she had a heart attack, room number 6, just opposite the Peace Tower, and she left in 85. She was supposed to come with me to United States, and she left. So I was so lucky. She left in Madhuban. So to answer your question, I had little opposition, but because of my dharana, because of my character, because of my commitment to God, there were not much opposition. Because I was very firm. I said, time is so short, how can I compromise with anything? I don't want to take your time. आप दीजिए फल. हाँ हाँ बिल्कुल. Everybody. हाँ हाँ. I have plenty. All right. There may be one more. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm so glad everybody touched Baba's letter, God's letter. So I'm so glad. हाँ हाँ जरूर जरूर. ओ बड़ी दीदी. ओ बड़ी दीदी. दादी जानकी यूज्ड टू से इन सिस्टर्स, आई एम द क्लोजेस्ट टू बड़ी दीदी, एंड फ्रॉम ब्रदर्स आई वाज द क्लोजेस्ट टू बड़ी दीदी. दैट मच क्लोज आई हैड विद बड़ी दीदी. बड़ी दीदी वाज एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव हेड ऑफ दिस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन. Just after Brahma Baba, Badi Didi was administrative head, and then Dadi Prakashmani, and then now Dadi Janki. But I was the most close with Badi Didi. In fact, Badi Didi made my life. She made me go to USA. So Badi Didi's brain was better than computer. She will remember what she talked to you 20 years ago. That sharp brain she had. And I am very, very close to Baba's family. Brahma Baba's family, I am very, very, very close. I take care of Baba's daughter, 2 daughters. Baba's 2 daughters I am responsible to take care. One is Nirmal Shanta Dadi and another is Sati Bhojraj, In short, it is called Puttu Dadi. The younger to Nirmal Shanta Dadi. She is 93 and Nirmal Shanta Dadi is 96 years. Because Puttu Dadi fell down a few years ago. She broke the hip and she is resting in our hospital, trauma hospital. So I am very close to Brahma Baba's family and very, very close to Brahma Baba and then Badi Didi. So I feel in golden age I will be very close to with Brahma Baba's family. So, any other question or?
Yoga.
All right.
Now, it's the time to go to
yoga. Actually, I have two names. Okay, I will explain to you. Vinod means happy personality. But Baba has changed my name to A-N-O-D, Anod.
Anod.
Baba has changed my name to Anod. So there is a long story how he changed it. I will not take it. Oh, in short, all right.
Okay.
Anod. That's what I will share now. Okay. So Baba asked me, what is your name? I said, Baba Vinod. Then Baba said, long story short, Baba said, take out the V from your name, what is will be left? I said, Nod. V, take out V, Nod, Nod. Then Baba said, Noond. Noond means record of the drama.
Fixed.
Fixed, yeah. Then Baba said, what is the Noond in your soul? I said, this is about my sanskar or my personality. Then Baba said, from today, your old sanskar, old personality had gone and divine personality started. So put A in front of Nod. A in Hindi means no. And Nod means record. The old record is finished today and divine sanskar, divine personality started from today. So that was Nod, A Nod, no record. Only new record started from that day. So Baba changed my name to Anod, A-N-O-D. Do you understand? It is Hindi, playing the words, you know. Very simple. Om Shanti Baba at AOL.com. I will give my card also if somebody wants.
Yeah, after you can take the card from me. So, did all of you enjoy? So, now, good, very good. Thank you, Vinod.
Thank you for listening to me.